Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, I was continuing to teach on the plan of salvation. So please pay close attention today.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So if you're going to believe, you're going to turn to him with your whole heart and life. Now, so he says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, again, that's your life, man believeth unto righteousness, that is the righteousness of Christ, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now you say, what is this confession with the mouth? What is this calling upon the name of the Lord? And I think that that is a great question to ask, because we put a lot of emphasis, which we should, on the idea of believing with the heart, and that is necessary. But how often do we miss the other part? You say, what's the other part? That is with the mouth. And I think one of the greatest illustrations of that is marriage. Now, my wife and I have been married 50 years. Back when we got married, I probably had had two or three girlfriends before she did. She probably had about 15 or 20 boyfriends, okay? Very beautiful lady. But in either way, regardless of how many we turn from all of them to turn to one, to each other. And in a marriage ceremony, we gave our word each to the other. Now, it's interesting. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, it says this, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is a savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, wife, in your marriage, you are showing what a believer is to be to Jesus Christ. And so in that respect, you're even teaching your husband how to be submitted. Husbands, you shouldn't expect your wife to be any more submitted to you than you are to Jesus Christ if you're saved people. You ought to be more submitted to Christ. Okay, but the duty of a Christian is to be submitted. Okay? Now, husband, verse 25 of Ephesians 5, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Boy, husbands, remember in our marriage vows we said love, honor, and cherish. Don't those verses sound like love, honor, and cherish? Again, love your wife as Christ loved, gave himself for it. He gave his life for it, that he might sanctify, cleanse it, washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, nor any such thing, but should be holy and without blemish. Oh, God does so much for his people. And so he says, verse 28, so ought men to love their wives, even their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And as he goes on talking about this, he gets to verse 32 of Ephesians 5. He says, he's been talking all this about husbands and wives, and then he says this. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church, or the saved and the unsaved. In other words, what he's saying here is that your salvation, when you come to Jesus Christ, just like in your wedding ceremony, you just said words. You didn't have to climb five mountains. You didn't have to do a somersault. You didn't have to kill three animals. No, you simply gave your word, each to the other. The man gives his word first because Christ gave his word first. Him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, these are his words to us first. Our words is say, I do. In other words, yes, Lord, you be my God. You be my Savior. You cleanse me. And when we do that, we have just given our word to him and meant it. Now, when I do weddings, we usually have a rehearsal the night before. Now think about that, a rehearsal the night before. In that rehearsal, we'll go through the wedding vows. I'll have the man repeat his first, and then the lady. I'll ask the man the question to say I do, and then I'll ask the lady to say I do. I'll have the man present a ring, and then I'll have the lady present a ring. In other words, the man is first, but then the lady. And so we do that throughout the entire rehearsal, and they go home. The man goes one way, the lady goes another way. They're not married. Even though they said the right words, they're not married. The next day for the wedding, they come. They say the same things they said the day before. This time, they walk out together to live together. Now, they're married. They made a verbal commitment in front of witnesses and a promise. And it's recognized by the government, by God especially, by people all around. Well, my friend, in the same manner, you come to Jesus Christ. That's why it's something that is personal. You call upon him to save you, but you also make it public. But first, you must call upon him to save you. Give him your heart and life. And when you do, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But just understand, in that call, you're giving your word, and you're making commitment to him as marriage. Just as important. My friend, as we said, it's not a work that you do. It's a commitment of the heart and a love for Christ. You're turning to him. You're turning from depending on yourself. You're turning from all other things to turn to him. You say, does that mean I got to become a pastor, that I've got to all of a sudden be a missionary or Sunday school teacher? Oh, no. No, it doesn't mean that. But you see, you're turning to him. He's the head. He's the Lord. You're the place of submission. But you're turning to him. It's not the work. You're turning to him. He put us here as lights in the world, so you turn to him. Your vocation is construction. You're still in construction, but there's a lot of unsaved people on construction site that now you're the light. You may be an educator. So many people are unsaved that are educated. Now you're the light. Wherever you are the light for the Lord to light the way to Jesus Christ. But first you must be saved. You must receive him as your Lord and Savior. My friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. If you would like him to be your God and your Savior, your Lord, you're willing to turn to him right now, would you pray this prayer silently as I pray it aloud? Or you don't have to pray it silently. You can just pray it where you are. But I'm going to pray this prayer slowly. It'll only be words if you did not mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I deserve to go to hell. Forgive me of all my sin. I believe Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh and he died a sinless sacrifice on the cross for all my sin for all time. I believe that shedding his blood for me and dying for me, he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ to receive him into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you meant that prayer, you prayed that and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will give you the address to write us at, or you can email us through our website. And on the website we have, on the Central Baptist Ocala website, if you look in the left-hand column, you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. If you'll click onto that and go to our one that says Building Blocks, it'll tell you how to grow in this new Christian life. And then, you want to hear the plan of salvation again, just to be sure. On our website, we have the plan of salvation. We have it where it's actually audio, or you can read it. We want you to receive Christ and be sure of your salvation in Christ Jesus. So write us, let us know. If you don't have a Bible preaching, Bible believing church, you say, what kind is that? That's one that preaches the word as it is to men as they are. They're not motivational speakers, they're Bible preachers. And then they also use the King James Bible. They don't use this rock and roll, straight out of hell music with just Bible words to them. And most of them don't use Bible words. They just make them sound like flowery Christian words. Not really nothing of that depth. But nonetheless, the music's wrong, regardless of the words. So don't go to that kind of a church. Find a church that's fundamental, true to the word, and the right kind of music, using King James Bible, and tell them, you've made this decision, what's the next step? And they'll be so happy to help you, and they'll want to help you. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I really did verse 3 here, Nahum chapter 1, just a little bit differently, but I want you to see the one that we're dealing with, the Lord. About his anger, his power, his acquitting the wicked and or not acquitting the wicked. You know, the clouds, the dust of his feet, having power over the whirlwind and the storms. I just wanted you to see this was omnipotent, almighty God. And he's the one with whom you have to deal. He's the one with whom you'll appear before in judgment. So that's the purpose of spending so much time on this one verse in our verse-by-verse study of the book of Nahum. I hope that it was beneficial for you. I hope that you get others to listen to it. This is on our website, and you can go back to our website and re-listen to it again. And you can re-listen to the whole part of verse 3 throughout the each day of the website. It's on there, and so it stays up there from now on. Go on there and start at verse 3 of Nahum chapter 1 and just follow it from the beginning till the end if you need to rehear this. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.